Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
It happened fast, I can tell you that, you know, and I didn't talk to Jim about it until after it went down, so it wasn't anything that we were talking about. It was between Eric and Joe and the personnel departments on both sides. We had a chance to consider it in terms of what was best, big picture for our team, all the pieces together, moving together, trying to build the best defense we can for the rest of the season, you know, and also, you know, in some ways, what's best possibly for the player too, you know, for Adafe. And although he's going to give us a lot, you know, he's going to veteran safety. He's in a very similar system. He's a proven player, had a good, really good practice today.
That's John Harbaugh yesterday, Ravens head coach, talking about the trade that went down a couple of days ago. Adafe Owe leaves Baltimore to go play for his brother out there in L.A., the Chargers. And then Alohi comes in. And how about Alohi to Alohi, who started at Navy, by the way. So he's down in Annapolis, then went to Notre Dame. A team captain for the Irish when Kyle Hamilton was a freshman out there in South Bend. So he will come in, plug and play. He's already been at practice. Gardner Johnson came in. And he's on the practice squad, but I'm guessing
he'll play.
He'll play Sunday. And you talk about swag. Jair Alexander brought it. This guy's got that. And then he's almost WWE level trash talk. I mean, he'll talk trash to his own teammates and front office and everything. I mean, D'Amico Ryan's conned him after three games.
Yeah.
I mean, he was already in there causing mayhem early in the season. But John, you know, he's the head coach. I guess he gets some level of intel.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no doubt.
But does he sign off on a thing like that? Because he almost made it sound like it was happening without his behest, or I don't say blindsided, but it's not like he would have been the end-all, be-all decider of whether or not that thing would have went down.
Sounds like they've been looking for a safety for a while, Bob, veteran. You know, and I guess Eric's been calling around, you know, to find out. And Chargers needed a pass rusher. They needed a safety. Kind of like the thing that, you know, if you don't like your guy, you know, like Philly and Cleveland, just swap corners.
Yeah.
I don't like my guy. You don't like your guy. Let's just swap them. You know, so that type of thing. But the thing that, you know, Harb says, well, we want to do what's best for Adafe. Yeah, okay. If he had 8 sacks. Would they, you know.
We'd be sitting here talking about whether or not he's getting a contract extension.
Yeah. So, I mean, they did that because he's stinking up the joint, you know. And, well, bottom line was, it's a similar situation. Our guy's not playing well. Your guy's getting decreased reps. We need a safety. You need a pass rusher. Let's just flip it.
Yeah. And then the draft picks were involved as well, 5th and a 6th, going one side to the other. But we know the Ravens' lack of pass rush has been a main contributor to the defense not being awesome. And, you know, the secondary with all the hubbub and the first round picks, they haven't been great by any stretch of the imagination. But Eric recognized a weakness And I guess at this time, Vinny, trade deadline is still November 4th. Yeah. There's still time for more action. But, I mean, we're seeing some early October maneuvering. You mentioned the Cleveland trade with Jacksonville that went down yesterday with the DBs, and the Ravens have been kind of active here for sure. It's going to be a fun couple of weeks to see as teams start to plummet. Flacco got traded.
Yeah.
So Cleveland's very active this week. I mean, we'll see how things unfold. But for the Ravens, 7.5-point dogs, no Lamar practice yesterday, and that's always kind of the big key to any game going on with the Ravens.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play. And Bob, back to the trading and stuff, like, because Harbs and Eric talk all the time, you know, and it's like Eric to Harbs, you know, what do we need? You know, what do you got? Eric, we could really use a veteran safety. I mean, so that's probably been on their discussion for a long time, you know, and then Eric's been looking, and then finally they were able to do something. But yeah, Harbs is definitely, the coach has got to be involved.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, you know, they know what they need and what's not doing well. You know, Bob, if they bring up Johnson from the practice squad, I'm guessing Lowry probably gets cut.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the roster corresponding move would be.
I would think so.
But with Gilmore.
Uh-huh.
Gilman, excuse me.
Same thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll give him credit. Yeah. I mean, his name's not, his name's Gilman. We got to pronounce it appropriately. But he does have familiarity, we think, with the Ravens scheme because the DC there was a coach for the Ravens.
Right. Yeah, so yeah, he can walk right in. Even Harb said that it's very similar, and that's a plus too. You know, because you probably look for a guy that has a similar system. So all right, so if you're the Ravens, you're probably checking Miami, Tennessee, Chargers, those three for sure, and Seattle, because those four all run your defense, and anybody that came from there would have a pretty good understanding of your defense. So you plug and play, you know, kind of thing. I've never heard a quarterback, well, you know, come in. Baker Mayfield and Joe Flacco are the only two that I know that have done go in and play the same week.
Yeah, just get in there, do what you got to do, and hey, please save our season. Joe Flacco, even though you were benched with the Cleveland Browns. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Ravens got half against the Rams coming up. And we were talking before the show, me, Vinny, and Nolan, and Vinny brought it up. It's going to rain Sunday. It's
supposed to rain all day.
Yeah, so that could change things. Maybe
I hope it's windy, too.
Slow down the Rams offense that we anticipate is going to have a field day, perhaps. So if Matt Stafford is it going to be the offensive player of the week? It's going to be Kyren Williams. Because if you missed this news yesterday, C.J. Stroud was named as the AFC offensive player of the week. That's three players this season through 5 weeks who have been named the offensive player of the week. And David Montgomery probably would have won it in week three, but Caleb Williams threw four touchdown passes against the Cowboys. And who the Ravens are going to see next week or after the bye.
And the defense, we're close. It's close to fixing it.
Come on, man. We're going to hear from the parties involved. Rashad Bateman did say, and we'll play the quote as the show goes on, that it wasn't a quit. He just misread the throw.
Okay.
I turned one way, the ball went the other way.
Whatever it was.
Houston defender.
It was a bad look.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And that's probably why they put him up there to talk.
Well, they went into the locker room and got him.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Because, I mean, Harbs' comment on Monday was, you saw it.
Yeah. Well, the fact that it's been brought up means that it was an issue.
No
J.J.
doubt.
Watt said he looked like he quit on the ball.
Yeah.
And then tried to walk it back. Well, maybe he got lost in the sun. And we've seen baseball fly balls get lost in the sun all the time. So Rashad Bateman said, I wasn't quitting. I want the ball as much as anyone, et cetera.
Yeah, he definitely wants the ball.
I mean, trying to help the team win, but it's been a slow start for him statistically after he signed his contract extension during the offseason here. But the Ravens, they're 1-4. The Rams are 3-2, coming off a long week. The last time L.A. played was a week ago tonight at home and lost to the 49ers. as Mac Jones came out, threw the ball 49 times on them. Now, if you're going to look for, you know, kind of copycat it up, I don't see Cooper Rush throwing the ball 49 times.
No.
I would like to see the Ravens maybe establish somewhat of a run game to set everything else up. But, and we'll get into the stats more detail tomorrow. One of the big surprises of what's been a disappointing start, they can't run the ball. After week one, the running game has been non-existent. And Derrick Henry, I'm not buying he looks old.
No.
Nolan, you think Derrick Henry looks like a guy that's fallen off the cliff after three quarters in Buffalo a month and a half ago?
No, certainly wouldn't say it to his face either. Put me through a wall, jeez.
He's a big giant. I mean, right. You see the commercial. He literally carries living rooms through the practice field. But I don't think it's a Derrick Henry got old thing.
What, in 3 weeks?
So all old? Of a sudden. Yeah, that's
Buffalo,
what I'm saying.
He looked pretty damn good. So he got old in 3 weeks. No, how about the offensive line sucks right now? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's no cohesiveness in the offensive line. You know, I mean, because they got to be working together in the run game, because you come off on a double team, the double team's got to be tight, and then the other guy goes up to the linebacker, and we're like hodgepodge, you know, old lineman, fullback. Nobody gets any movement, and they're all getting knocked into the backfield is the problem. We try to pull a guy, bam, he gets knocked into the backfield, and there's nowhere for him to run.
Plus, Mitchell and Hill, they're not getting anything going either. Like, if they were exploding and Henry was still slow, then maybe we could have a conversation, but nobody's getting anything rolling.
Well, the run that Mitchell got was, you know, jet sweep to the outside, nothing on the end. You know, I mean, and that's, you know, and then the runs that Hill gets are, you know, draw plays and stuff. So, yeah, you're nothing on the power run stuff.
So we'll see what Todd Monken's got in store for this Rams defense and vice versa as the Rams offense comes in here against Zach Orr, the beleaguered Zach Orr, and that Ravens defense, which is still banged up. The Yankee season came to an end last night at home against Toronto. We'll get into that. Four games yesterday, three teams survive. And the Yankees are the only one that didn't, and I'll pop off more about that later on in the show. I mean, the Orioles finished last. There's only so much trash talking you can do in that regard. But anytime the Yankees lose, it's kind of an awesome thing. Terps are hosting Nebraska coming up Saturday, getting 6.5 at home, trying to rebound after a disappointing loss against Washington last week. It's media day going on for basketball in the Big Ten. Maryland's got a whole new roster, whole new coaching staff, but still Joe Lunardi has them in the tournament. But the Big Ten media right now not feeling them, picking them in the bottom half, bottom third of the Big Ten. We'll get into that and more with Jim Smith, AD of the Terps. So stick around. We got a lot to get to. We got fun to get into. We're going to hear from Harbs and everybody else that spoke to the media yesterday. But your prediction for the Ravens and Rams, if you think the upset's happening, hey, we're listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not believing it. Good news, Kyle Hamilton, Ronnie Stanley work. Limited basis, but back nonetheless. No Roquan, no Marlin, and their anticipation level for return has been long-term anyway, but we'll see if the new safeties will be part of the equation as well.
Yeah, you know what's going to be interesting to see, Bob, is, you know, if because they play three safeties, then playing just one linebacker, you know, type thing. So, I mean, that's it's going to be interesting to see the personnel issues, and I guess we're not going to know. Harb's not going to tell us if he made any lineup changes. Probably we won't know till Sunday, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't think he's busting that out on a Wednesday.
No.
Addressing the media. But still, you know, I mean, John Harbaugh got a lot on his plate. His team's scuffling. They become a national talking point as one of the big disappointments. So it's, you know, it's not something that, you know, he wants to tread lightly around. But he's going to have to hit it head on.
Well,
sooner or later.
The thing that you got to hit head on that keeps coming up every week, Bob, which for a coach is the talking points are things that you can't stand, is your question about toughness and then fundamentals. You know, I mean, those are coaching things, motivational things, you know. So, I mean, that's bad for the coaches.
We're going to hear more from John Harbaugh, Zay Flowers, Malachi Starks, Van Noy, and others ahead of this one for sure. Aloha. Gilman met with the media too, so we'll hear from the new Raven safety, but let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Baltimore. It's Ryan. Ryan, what's happening?
Hey, gentlemen, good morning.
How you doing?
Man, I love how playoff baseball is in full swing, and the one thing that I love pretty close to an Orioles win is a Yankees loss.
No doubt about it. It makes it all worthwhile. Boston and New York are done. I couldn't give two craps who wins the World Series now. I hope it's Toronto, since the Padres got the Haney Schleprock, Ryan, during the wild card round. But hey, let's roll. A lot of Orioles. Joey Ortiz, starting shortstop for the Brujas. I mean, there's somebody out there.
Absolutely. I'm rooting for the Blue Jays, but if I had to choose, I'd pick the Phillies and Seattle, with the Phillies winning, because the small victory is Seattle just making it to the World Series. But I'm a big Bryce Harper fan, and I kind of root for them since they're real close to us.
That mentality, but I feel you. I feel you to some level.
Yep. So it's exciting to see. But on to the Ravens. You know, the one thing I've been thinking about and, you know, keeping my hope on is I think of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I know that might be weird to say, but you know, every single year I feel like come the last 2-3 weeks they're sitting at, you know, they're close to 9-8 or 10-7, and they somehow make it into the playoffs. And I feel like that's going to be the same case with this Ravens team, where I've already written off this week's game as a loss just for the lack of Lamar, and we don't know who's healthy 100%. They might play and say they're healthy, but are they actually is the question. But come the bye week, you know, you can throw in a loss or two in there. But, you know, I think that's what we're going to be looking at towards the end of the season, is a team that's, you know, 10-7, and, you know, they're still competing, I think, for the – for the division. I don't think the Steelers are there completely either. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. But I think the Ravens are going to be just fine in the playoffs. Just seeding is going to be what it comes down to.
Well, the thing is, if they're sitting there with 10 wins, that means they're playing pretty damn good at the end of the year.
If they have 10 wins, then we're looking at them as a dangerous team.
No doubt.
According to the postseason.
They're on a roll.
Because I'm looking at them more now, Vinny, and Nolan, you get in here real quick before we get to the phones, as a team that's going to lose 10 games before they win 10 games. Because they have four, and they're looking at five.
So really
they're
going to
be
limb
halfway there, yes.
Well, we got to see some.
I know, look at me.
We got to see some reason that gives us hope. Because when you watch that game last week, there's no hope watching that crap.
And everyone keeps saying, well, easy schedule, easy schedule. The Ravens are the cupcake team. They're the one that opposing team. We're talking about, oh, the Patriots, that's a winnable game, or this one here, that's a winnable game. They're looking at the Ravens saying, oh, we got to win that one.
Yeah. Don't the Patriots have a better record than the Ravens right now?
Oh, yeah.
And they still have to play Minnesota and Green Bay and all these other teams as well. But let me do my GED math. They're 1-4 now to get to 10. So they can only afford three more losses, right?
Yep.
And they'd have to win 9 more games. I don't see it. Do you? 9-3 over 12?
Well,
unless Lamar comes back and goes Lamar.
Starting with that Bears game, you got to have, you know, find a way to win that. Get everybody. If Lamar's not back, forget it. But if Lamar's back, all right, let's find a way, beat the Bears, and then start stacking them. And then once you do that, if they could win 2 in a row or something, you know, then you get some confidence and some momentum going.
Let's go to Cedric in Randallstown. Cedric, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I just got two quick points, and I listened to your response off air. Derrick Henry has been so used to being the bell cow. Do you think being here, he may be just a little spoiled running behind Pat Ricard? And two, with the signing of these safeties, are we now going to see Kyle Hamilton fall into the Ray Lewis role for a run stopper? Thanks for taking my call, guys.
We'll see Hamilton more involved closer to the line of scrimmage. I think that's what we'll see. And then what was the other question?
About Ricard's absence affecting Henry here.
Well, all I know is Payton's getting stuffed every time, you know, and I'm guessing he looks like he's about 240, plays like he's about 220, where Ricard weighed 305, you know, and he could knock people out. So I'm sure there's in the big pitches. Well, the offensive line sucks, so I don't know if Ricard, what he could do right now, you know.
Nolan, we have time for another call. Nolan says yes. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up? You know who you're on with. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
All right.
Hey, before I get to the Ravens, right? So last Friday I called in. Vinny, you was off on your way to, I think, Arizona somewhere, right?
Yep.
And I asked Bob. I said, Bob, are you smoking on the crack pipe too that the morning show was smoking on, picking the Jets over the Cowboys? You said, yep, I sure am. You know, and you see how that turns out, man. Like, I don't know why y'all continue to downplay the Cowboys and pick against them, man.
What I don't understand is why you keep pimping up Dallas when the Ravens lost by 34 points. You're Rashawn from Baltimore, not Rashawn from Arlington, Texas, or running around with a cowboy hat on. The Ravens are 1-4. I couldn't give two craps what Dallas is doing. I'm more disappointed in the Jets than anything. If the Ravens were the biggest disappointment, the Jets were number two.
Yeah, and then especially when you're saying Aaron Glenn reminds him of Richie Kotite.
Yeah, your boy Cooper Rush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But as far as this game this weekend, man, like.
Which one?
I don't even know who you're rooting for anymore.
My bad. The Rams. Because we know the Cowboys are going to beat the Panthers, but that's a different story.
Oh, it's in Carolina.
I wouldn't bet money on that.
Yeah. But with this game, though, when I seen that spread come out, the 7.5, I was like, I figured that was kind of low, you know, judging how we played last week and the Rams coming off that 10-day thing. I was ready to put all my money on that 7.5, the Rams winning. But with this weather coming in now, I think that kind of changes things a little bit.
It's supposed to rain all day and windy.
Yeah, windy, but maybe they ain't going to throw the ball as much with the Rams and we can get some type of running game going on. And I don't know, I think it's still going to be an ugly game.
Are they going to stop Kyron Williams?
Just stack the box, I guess, man. But
Yeah, the only thing is, you know, that verse is a disruptive dude, man, in the run and the pass. And then Puna Ford, we don't have anybody block him at guard or center.
Okay.
We'll get into the film later.
Yeah, we will, but I don't care if it rains, snows, Sharknado comes through. I think it's a tough order for the Ravens in this game.
It's a tough day.
Unless they win the turnover battle. And when's the last time that's happened?
Let me just say this. This is the first time all year that I'm picking. I'm not picking the Ravens. I can promise you that.
There's only one other team playing. So we can figure it out. We'll come back. Jim Smith, athletic director, University of Maryland, talking about their big matchup with Nebraska, trying to get back in the good foot after that blown 20-0 lead against Washington. You got Basketball Media Day, which is today. Basketball season starts in less than a month down in Baltimore against Coppin from Baltimore. So the buzz era begins, and a lot of other good things happening down in College Park as well. Stick around for that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Both teams 4-1. Joining us now to talk about that, you got Big Ten Media Day happening with basketball. Buzz Williams, according to Joe Lenardi, his crew expected right now 9 seed in the way too early mocks of the upcoming NCAA tournament. We got a lot to get to, and here to answer a lot of these questions, he's the athletic director of the University of Maryland. Ask the AD is sponsored by the Green Turtle, featuring the Turtle Trio. Three favorites for $15.99. $2 off personal pitchers, which is good because I don't want nobody touching my pitcher. But let's bring him in. He's Jim Smith. Jim, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Good morning, Bob. Great. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. And Jim, I was at, unfortunately, a celebration of life this past Saturday, but I was wearing my Maryland shirt. And the game had come on at 3:30, and of course, Maryland's rolling through it, and people were even coming up high-fiving, congratulations, Vinny didn't see the game, but we were watching it, and I'm like, yeah, it's all good, it's cool, it's 20-0, then it got uncool real quick, but first of all, atmosphere was great, sold out, students were there, 51,000, but, you know, sometimes you play four quarters, 60 minutes for a reason, and what the hell happened at the end of the third through the fourth?
Hey, Bob, I think you just said it best. You got to play four quarters in the Big Ten in order to win football games. And, you know, we haven't been great in the fourth quarter. We've got to be great in the fourth quarter going forward. Coach knows that. He's been stressing that all week with the team, that we got to be a four-quarter team. We got to, you know, we're not making excuses, but we got a young team. So getting into those situations for the first time, you know, and being able to correct whatever did happen in that fourth quarter, I know we're going to correct it. I know we're going to be better, and we're going to play four quarters this week.
And you hear the old mantra, I saw a lot of it on social media and reading some of the stories, Jim, after the game. Well, same old Maryland. This is the game that they would normally lose. And, you know, my rebuttal to that, well, same old Maryland, they were lost by 40 in that game. So Mike Loxley's message to the team was what after it? And, yeah, you're underdogs against Nebraska, but certainly a winnable game before you head out west to UCLA, coming off a pretty impressive win themselves.
Yeah, I thought we matched up really well against Washington. You saw a really close game, two very talented teams with a lot of talent out there on the field, and I think it's going to be the same this week with Nebraska. Nebraska's got some talent. We've got some talent. It's going to be another really good game, and we're going to have to play four quarters to end up 5-1 at the end of that one. So I think that's the message all week. It's a very positive. There's a lot of positive energy in the football program right now. These, you know, people say same old Maryland. This is not the same old team. This is a young, energetic, focused team on getting to the next game. If those guys could have gone to play on Sunday, they would have wanted to be on the field on Sunday to play again. That's how angry they were after the game. That's what you want everyone to feel. You want everybody to be angry in the locker room after that kind of a game, want to get back out there. We're going to get back out there. We're going to play really well this week against Nebraska.
Hey, Jim, I was in Phoenix, and I'm watching some other college games because the Big Ten Network, they don't have it on out in Arizona. So they had a break in one of the games or whatever, and they came in and said, oh, Maryland just took the lead 20-0. Looks like they're going to be 5-0. I said, that's awesome, you know. But and then I saw the final score. What was the environment like, and how happy were you with the environment and the fans that showed up on Saturday?
Well, before we talk about the environment, hey, congratulations to your son, Charlie, for I think it's a school record at Penn State. I guess you were out at a hockey game. Is that right?
Yes, I was.
So now I know where all your NIL money is going.
Yes.
But remember, you pay Maryland taxes, so you still got to keep Maryland one in your in your ideas here. But the energy and seriously, congratulations to your son. That's pretty awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah, and so the energy at the at CQ was really, really positive. That was walking around in pregame was exactly what a Big Ten tailgate atmosphere feels like. The energy was there. The amount of people waiting for the team to get off the bus and do Terps walk down was awesome. It was it. We happened to get an incredibly beautiful day on top of it. Everything was leading up to what was going to be a fantastic finish. And then, you know, look, we've got a young team, and it didn't end up that way. But, the people had a great time that came, and the energy was just really good. Really, really proud of our fans. Super proud of our students. They turned out again and ready to do it again this week.
Now, Jim, I'll definitely be watching on Saturday. Let me just say that. Now, what do you have planned for Saturday for, you know, what's going to happen, fan base, and any special things going on?
So, yeah, we got a little Oktoberfest theme going on. So you'll see some specials concession-wise throughout the stadium, including a collectible cup that comes with one of a special beer that you can buy. We had a discounted pretzel. So we're leaning into Oktoberfest. It's going to be great October weather, actually great football weather. So it's going to be, you know, another fun day at CQ Stadium.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us as he does every Thursday, brought to you by the Green Turtle. Ask the AD. All right, Basketball Media Day for the men happening. Buzz Williams' team, all right, not getting a lot of preseason accolades from a team perspective, certainly from an individual perspective, but talk about the energy level happening around that team. Now, the women are getting their flowers, as they normally do, because Brenda Priest has built a dynasty down there in College Park. But what about men and Buzz coming in? It's literally a whole new coaching staff, a whole new team, but still a lot of excitement coming off their first Sweet 16 in 9 years.
Yeah, there is a lot of excitement for both our basketball programs. You know, Brenda has done an absolutely fantastic job here at the University of Maryland. She has built, you said it best, a dynasty. We're going to be a top team in the Big Ten this year and next year. If you follow recruiting, you can see who she's got coming in. And then if you follow recruiting on the men's side, Buzz has done a really good job. And remember, he got here, I say this all the time, I'm not sure there was another NCAA basketball Division I program that a coach took over and had zero players and had to build a roster from zero. And so the fact that people are picking on them where he is right now, I think he's fine where it's at, because he doesn't listen to any of that. He knows what his team can do. A Buzz Williams team, you watch a practice. Buzz's team has incredible energy, and we're thrilled to open. You know, can't wait to get it started on November 3rd in Baltimore. Play in Coppin State. So the men's team's ready, the women's team's ready. We're ready for basketball, but most importantly, we're ready for football this Saturday at CQ.
Terps taking on Nebraska, 3:30 kickoff at Gaming It here on 105.7 The Fan. Jim and his total request Thursday. What do you want to hear?
Okay, so I'm gonna go early in October just to get into the theme of Halloween. So how about Thriller by Michael Jackson?
Thriller by Michael Jackson. I think we could pull that one up. Jim, appreciate the time as always. Good luck on Saturday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
There's Jim Smith, athletic director, University of Maryland. We'll come back, start breaking out some of this Rams film. We'll take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. Charles Walker from the Baltimore Banner preview Ravens and Rams with him. Ravens getting 7.5. So the two football teams, the big ones anyway, both underdogs at home this weekend.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right, we did the Ravens yesterday. It was ugly on both sides of the ball, as the 1-4 record would indicate. Ravens getting 7.5 against the L.A. Rams. L.A. played a week ago today, losing to San Francisco. The Rams are 3-2. It's not like they're undefeated and the number one team in the NFL, but they're good on both sides of the ball, and we're starting with this side of the ball first.
Yeah, the defensive side. And Bob, in reality, you know, they probably could be 5-0. I mean,
should be.
They went for fourth down, that play that Sean McVay said, I'm an idiot for calling that play, when they got stopped on the goal line. Otherwise, they'd probably win that game. But defensively, I would love three of their defensive front guys. Puna Ford, number 95. Their nose tackle, he'll line up over the center or the guards. He's powerful and he's quick. He's going to cause immense problems with our offensive line. I mean, he'll cause Lindenbaum problems because he's big and explosive. And he'll cause the guards problem because he's got quickness and he's got power. And he gets up the field. He's going to penetrate. And then there are two pass rushers. Brian Young, he's got 5 sacks.
5.5.
23 tackles. 7 tackles for loss. Number 0. And he'll play on one side, and he can beat you around the corner and stuff. He's going to cause Rosengarten a lot of problems. And if Ronnie's not 100% healthy, he's going to cause Ronnie problems. Now, the other problem is Jared Verse, he's a beast. He is explosive, nasty, physical, and he's good in the run stuff too. He'll come down inside on the run stuff and he'll get into the backfield. He'll penetrate into the backfield. So those three guys, outstanding player. Anybody would take them. Three Pro Bowl type guys is what they are. And they can disrupt an offense at any time. You know, the other guys, like the inside guys, just kind of like Brandon Fisk and Kobe Turner, 91. I mean, they're effort, try hard guys, kind of slobber knocker guys, which are the Ravens offensive line guards and stuff. they'll be okay against them in the pass stuff. But they don't stop their feet. So if the Ravens linemen just kind of stop in the run stuff, they'll get around them because the Rams are relentless around their defense. Now, their inside linebackers, Nate Landham, 53, I kind of like him. He's not bad. He's got some instincts, and he'll tackle. And when they go nickel and dime, they take out 48, Omar Spites. I think he just averages an inside backer. He plays kind of on rundowns, and he comes out nickel and dime. If you can get to him, you know, he's not that big. He seems kind of light, tackles light. Now, in the secondary, the Niners, Kobe Durant, left corner, number 14, they went after him all day. They went after him a lot, any outbreak and route or any time one-on-one, that was the guy they went after. Now, the other corner, Emmanuel Forbes Jr., he's former Washington first-round pick, and they cut him.
The skinny guy.
Oh, skinny as skinny can be. You know, skinnier than Nolan. And I would think that physicality, if you got a man route against him, physicality against him, probably be okay. And you want to run at him. The Niners attacked him in the middle of the field, throwing the football. They did it a lot, you know, with their safeties. 26-3 were the safeties. And the inside backers, like Landham, just okay in pass stuff. So the Niners, everything predominantly was inside. So I think that's a thing for, you know, that Todd Monken will probably look at too. And maybe that's likely, and that's Andrews, you know. So maybe that is, you know, a thing that those guys can do. Plus the backs. Backs underneath. You know, the Niners hit McCaffrey, you know, a bunch of times. So that'll be an option for them too, because, you know, the Niners had to get the ball out quick too with Mac Jones. And with that line, you know, so, I mean, taking deep shots down the field, not going to happen that much. Maybe on play action pass, max protect, those types of things. So throwing on them in the middle of the field, I think that's where you look at it. And if you want to throw and you got a third down play, go after number 14. And with, you know, a bigger receiver, Forbes would be the guy that I would go after on that one. The run stuff, I think it's going to be kind of tough, Bob. I think it's going to be tough sledding unless Lamar is the quarterback. Because I just think that our offensive line is not cohesive right now, all five playing together. And if there is one guy is up and one guy is not, and they're not shoulder to shoulder, they're going to have a hard time. They get split all the time. They go to double teams, they get split. And with these linemen that they've got, I think they're gonna be able to penetrate and be in the backfield. So I think it's gonna be a tough day for them to run, Bob. And they are ranked 10th. They give up 93 yards, you know, on the ground. So they're good. I mean, the defense is good. You know, rain and wind, maybe that helps. And for them, Bob, they're playing at 10 o'clock in the morning. Maybe that helps. All those things, you know, are the things that the Ravens need, you know, offensively. And they need some explosive plays. The Niners, you know what the Niners did on offense? When Corum fumbled for them, I mean, they took advantage of opportunities. And that's what the Ravens are going to have to do. They're going to have to take advantage of any opportunity that they get to cash in. And they're going to probably need some short fields, and they're going to need some receiver to make a play after a catch.
Now, they have 15 sacks as a team.
Yeah.
Three from the safeties. This McCullough has two.
They blitz a lot. Yeah. They come a lot. They're going to blitz. And especially when they get down in the red zone and stuff, they're coming. Or if the game's tight and they need to play, they're coming. They're going to play man coverage behind. So, yeah. But if they're just going to rush four, they got three guys that can win. They got three that can win one-on-one. You know, and the thing that you got to do is wear them down. Because that's kind of what happened a little bit with the Rams stuff. Verse plays so hard, he'll wear down a little bit. And Josiah Stewart, he comes in and plays a lot there at that spot too, number 10. You know, a third-round pick this year. But he is nowhere even in the same ballpark as Burns. I mean, that's a break for Rosengarten if Stewart is in there. So not impressed with any of their other pass rush. Other than those three guys, super impressed. Super impressed.
Now, real quick to your point about, you know, maybe throwing underneath and taking, you know, those sorts of opportunities. Kendrick Bourne, 10 catches for $142 last week. Remember, Pearsall and Jennings didn't play for San Francisco. D-Rob was making Nolan's favorite receiver, was making his season debut, and Mac Jones was air assaulting these guys.
Yeah, they were, Bob.
49 attempts, 33 completions.
And all, and most of them quick throws. Most of them came out of quick, or they were at number 14. You know, and they were in the middle of the field. Quick, middle of the field, or to the outside, it was at 14.
And Bourne had a lot of yak stuff, too. Could be a Zay Flowers game, maybe.
And Bateman. Bateman's good at that stuff. And Likely. All three are good at that kind of stuff.
And we'll talk about their offense, which is going to be the bigger problem, I guess, for the Ravens to face coming up later on in the program. But when we return for hour number two of the show, Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner, talk about the Ravens with him. Still banged up, still underdogs. Maryland's underdogs. So, come on, the two big teams in the state. Home dogs? What the hell is going on around here? Whip around 11:15. NHL, the Caps started their season last night. Didn't go well. We'll elaborate at the Vinny's film breakdown, and we'll talk more about the injuries. Going to hear more from what happened out at one winning drive yesterday. Speaking of Zay Flowers, we're going to hear from him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.